Hey, ladies. It was. I love it. Just makes me so. You have I want to read that because it tells, it shows a huge difference between that and the front. Like I look at. Well, the reason I'm saying you want to read it is because this has detail. So you have a lot of detail there. You have places, you have people, names. And when we were just reading, going through the series yesterday, that was a similar thing. There's no detail. Oh my God! I don't know how long. It's probably boring. So, you know, for people don't think about the average person travels 3 miles an hour, and how many miles they walk a day. That's the other part. Beersheba. Okay. Yeah. That's not an overnight trip. He's writing Barack, the last president. Right. Okay, so wait a minute. Let me get my calculator out. So 1,000, how many? Okay, 1,000 what? Yeah, let's take the one through the along the ocean. Do you have it in miles or no? All right. I don't know how far we are. Give me miles, right? Okay, now I divide it by a person walks 3 miles an hour. That's the average pace of a person. Not talking about desert, and if we're going along the ocean line, that's why I take all of those. We are walking 798 hours. Well, I'm just saying if we were going 3 miles an hour, the distance of walking. And that's what. Oh. Why would you go the next just get that route though when it comes? The media wanted to put the body down. Yeah. You already did. Be able to switch. Definitely. Yeah. We have an test with Abraham with words. They made a place of prayer. Hey, do they ever refer to Abraham as Abraham? Ibrahim. Are or what they mean. That's a good question. When they mention covenant in the Quran, why don't they provide any detail? Just like in Kufar, Dr. Kufar had mentioned, why don't they tell Muslims why they have to be circumcised? There's nothing in the Quran that explains it. There's nothing there's nothing anyplace. It just says you need to do it. But where did that start? Quran in chapter, I believe it's chapter 5, verses 44-48, I actually don't have that. It pretty much says that you have to read the Torah. And it's preserved by Allah, because Allah is supposed to be able to preserve his word. Otherwise, he's a wimpy guy. And if he can't be, and how you look at it. When a good person calls themselves a good Muslim and does not read the Torah, they're not a good Muslim. They're a liar about their faith.
So you have
Adamic. Noah and there's no Palestine. It doesn't exist, especially in Deuteronomy. Yeah, Mosaic covenant maybe. Because this is Deuteronomy, land covenant. You could say Israel. I think we more accurately would land covenant. And that would be, instead of Palestinian, it would be Israeli, because there's no Palestine. Palestine doesn't exist, Jack, in the Old Testament. Because they're working with Muslims, they have to please them. The New Covenant. No details. Hygiene. you know, it's interesting that some countries, most countries don't have it as a national policy. I would say that's rare. It's more of a cultural aspect, and unfortunately, that is not entirely Islam. In general, we don't go to the beach, and we don't go to the past years, and we're doing that on purpose because if you only have the Quran, which is supposed to be perfect, it's supposed to be clear. The question is it actually perfect, and is it clear? And if you ask these questions that we're asking, you'll hear this. What we're going to say, we'll think out loud. If I'm working with kids, you'll hear that think aloud. What is it? Yeah, and that's what we're doing. I think that's right. Yeah. Or even close to Talmud. I mean, in the book of Matthew, Jesus dies around 33, 36 AD, depending on how the years are set. It would be, if it's set in the year Jesus, if BC 0 is the year Jesus was born, he dies at the age of 33. And Matthew was written around mid-40s. So we're only, that's the first biography of Jesus with the first gospel, and that's why it's the first gospel in the New Testament. Well, and Obama is revising. He's not saying he's a perfect person, so he's working on making it better. So he's in the currently revised third edition. So, yeah. Okay. Don't know what the signs are, except that he's claiming that giving a camel to these people is a sign. That sounds like a singular sign. That's what I'm, well, are you saying that this is not true?
What?
We haven't gotten to the Nigerian yet, have we? We haven't gotten to the Nigerian yet, have we? Oh, it doesn't even make sense. So we have Allah ordains a vision, which he shows, but nobody knows what it is. Except, we don't know what he's talking about, physicians or people. We don't know who those people are. We don't know what this first tree is about. I mean, the analysis here of this is just so lacking in detail. Like I said, it's a con man show. You make a broad statement, and people will believe it, deem anything they want it to. And on personal life. And why is the mosque forbidden if you're supposed to go for it? Oh, wait, but does it tell us that? I mean, and they don't line up. You should get more details. Allah is using the word we said to the angels, worship Adam. What I thought, only Allah was allowed to be worshipped, or it was called shirk, and it's supposed to be the most horrible crime.
Yeah,
it's not just Adam not saying anything. It's the one who's saying no. According to this, Satan is better than Allah. Plural. We is first person plural. Okay, third. Okay, yeah. We, so we're first person plural. Third person singular. No. Because that's the third person singular is will I, and that is the devil speaking. No, that is it's still the devil, I think. Oh, now it's with you. You're right. That is the devil. That is the devil. The Adam is honored above. What is he getting delayed from doing? Worshiping? That is what is called obeisance, prostrating yourself.
And it's not like
he's trying to make a deal. He's talking here about all of mankind. But wait, it says he said. You wouldn't expect that. He can't tell if he's a first person plural or a third person or a second person or what. When you give something, you give an award to somebody who does something. You give a punishment to someone who does something bad. So he's rewarding Allah with what he thinks is. Does Allah not know what the difference is between? Well, again, Allah's the one who likes torture. We don't really understand anything about it. We're supposed to be some imaginary army. You got horses and you got footmen. I mean, it could be soldiers, I'm guessing, but it almost sounds like terrorists. They're partnering money. What's this money part? I don't know. What does that mean? And if the harm has been, so if you die when you're in the ocean, then all those you fall on will go astray, except who? Well, this is, again, clear as mud, unfortunately. That's not even a clear thought. We can't even call it a thought. Well, I don't think that's the point, though. And we're not necessarily trying to show it. It's showing itself. The closest we have would probably be the concept of obesity. So you have, he delivers you to the shore, you turn away, and the human. So all the other things were not human? There was only one human on there. Clarity here, there's nothing that makes any sense. No. Yeah, and I'll be right there. All right, I'm sharing. Here we go. So you're laying straight. Prostrate means you lay face down. Okay, I can do that. To the Arabic. We talking about they wrote something like some kind of on the. Okay. Well, I'm not too surprised. Yeah, he had Abraham coming. He had Noah being one of Abraham's children. Oh my gosh, this guy gets so many things far. Or Nadi. Blind don't get healed. Well, one of them was write a book. I've written several. I have mine are more clear. I know what, I think Alan needs to have this discussion. Which is this from? Clear it all. Strengthen in what factor? Are we talking about strength spiritually? Are we talking about, yeah, get out there and pump the iron? Right there, we're going to be killed somewhere, unfortunately. Are they into reincarnation now? Say they're the ones who established the Kaaba. So maybe there's something to that. So are we saying Allah is not Trinity or something? Wait, Allah could be many things. Yeah. Let's see. I know we've got a buddy called Muhammad. Or is it the other way around, that Muhammad has a buddy that he uses? Yeah, he did, but we haven't even heard anything about them since then. Wow. Well, I mean, I'll say this. If you're standing behind somebody, usually somebody is protecting you. They will not stand. And if you're not standing behind them, it's because you don't trust them. Well, you know, he does do this thing called abrogation, where he says these verses don't count anymore.
Meaning, like,
sound like it's been witnessed, dude. I mean, because Allah is the God of her. And again, we get this word praise, and Allah doesn't seem to know what it means. Okay, so if it's gone, why are you repeating and you're saying now it's still disappearing? We don't know what it's feeling. We don't know what kind of mercy. Yeah. He's sending down bricks. What is he sending down? I'm trying to install it in somebody who's not sane because it doesn't look very clear. This is verse 82. And we, that's why he said, that's why he said it, yeah. Present tense, yeah. I mean, if I read this thing and it's still in present tense, we could almost say that it's still occurring. But we don't even know. Well, we don't expect them to make common sense. And this is the, again, this is the word. I'm sorry. You put this out here. You make these broad statements. We see some politicians that talk around things. They don't exactly address it. And that's exactly what the royal we actually comes from a Christian that they got their position as God ordained. So when they use we, they are referring to themselves and God. So if they're using the royal we, they're referring to themselves as God. Then we have a problem, according I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. I know what he said, but he's ignoring the fact that I was committing her. Wow, as a first. Okay, well, that's still plural, so it's first person plural. Bad, no one would request it. Now, Joe, explain the difference if you're talking about angels and jinn. Explain that again.
So, do you say, like, jinn?
You know what? Kufar, I'll agree with you again. Nobody would do something this bad, so maybe he's right.
The thing with it, I'm sorry.
And then he said there's no partner. There's no partner. How can there be a plural?
It can make sense, but it's one person saying that it's us.
Are there any metaphors in the Quran? That's how you know. They will say it's a literal book. So anybody who's telling you there are metaphors in the Quran, they are going against the Ummah that declares it has to be literally translated. So to say this, again, is to go against the Ummah. Following this book, I don't want it. I'm a proud infidel against Islam. Wait. I want to go back just a second. Did we just talk about water coming up from the earth? So is this the first time we're actually talking about water on the earth versus on the earth? Yeah, but they're always talking about water under the
earth.
So, yeah. A garden with palm trees and grapes. Yeah. Well, if you've ever seen something like a geyser. In Yellowstone, we have something called geysers. Yeah, the water gets so hot, it springs up from under the ground. We have something called Old Faithful Yellowstone. And yeah, but again, I can't expect Alice to understand it, but that's something that we've seen. If you live in the States, you see it. Or if you want to be someone who looks on YouTube, that's another way, but. Okay, maybe, you know, I know there's this little chicken called Henny Penny, and he's running around, and he's saying the sky is falling. Something different. We have rain, we have mud, different kinds of mud. Yeah. Well, it's not destroyed if it's rain or mud. Well, we have all these ores. You only have to make one of them true for all of it to be true. So we have a garden of palm trees and grapes. You have heavens falling, and you, a highly embellished house, and then you have you ascending to heaven. You know, it's funny because nobody has to be told to praise the God of the covenant. Yeah. Wait a minute. It says, was I accepting? Does he, okay, that. Well, I'm looking at this. Okay. If it's, so. So did Allah, is this telling us that Allah progressed from being human? Very. Whoa. Okay. We have. Okay, Allah is a suspicious witness. Wait, if Allah is a seer, we have a problem. Or is this Muhammad? And then it's, who are we talking about here? This is actually important. If Allah is a witness, he says, surely he, it would be referring to Allah, correct? I'm just trying to follow the train of thought. It says, Allah is a sufficient witness between me and you. Then that would make that he should refer to Allah. Allah was an aware seer, violating, you're violating the Sharia, because the Sharia tells you it is literal. I'm going to keep saying that. You can go through the Sharia, you can find out. There is no metaphor in the Quran. That is word for word in Sharia. If we have Allah saying he's a seer, who is he serving? I mean, a seer, that's somebody that has to interpret something from a god. I mean, if this is supposed to refer to Muhammad, surely he was nowhere seer to his servant. It really is not clear there. The third person here refers to, that alone should tell you, if you're saying the Quran is full of metaphors, then like Leah just said, it has to be clarified so you can understand it. And otherwise, it has no value. Metaphors have to be declared. They have to be explained. They're not a parable is explained. Metaphors should be able to be easily explained. If they can't be, it's garbage. It is not a metaphor. And again, according to the Sharia, according to the scholars, there are no metaphors in the Quran. Can you imagine a book called Islamic Metaphors? Oh wow, I think someone would get killed over that. That should tell you enough to say, maybe I should leave this faith. Let's see if there's any, you have to make a choice. Do you want to follow something that's not clear, or do you want to follow something that is clear? So my friend, Omar, Muhammad, or Allah is not guiding you. What kind of a God is that chooses not to guide you? You are using your brain. Yes. Well said. Thank you. It's not holy, but it's generous. Okay, you know, this is good because we're going back. So this actually clarifies. We're talking about they were doing obedience. They were on their face. They were prostrated. So this actually clarifies that. He doesn't like blind people. He doesn't like dumb. I mean, people who can't see. He doesn't like that. So I thought leading us astray, isn't that supposed to be afraid of the devil? Oh, wait, Alice and the devil are the same person? I'm just going to take the words of Sean. Yes, we know the thing. Again, we're talking about possible reincarnation beliefs. I mean, if they're talking about going to heaven, creation is something being something created too. So you're more talking like reincarnation. Sure. Alonzo, okay, I'm sorry. Alonzo, you're saying we don't have a method or criteria. We're reading something. Here's the criteria. We're asking if there's any meaning behind it. And we've been doing that. If you had been listening, you would notice that. Singular again. Allah doesn't know. Desiring, is that Pharaoh or is that Allah? Okay. Wait. When the promise of the hereafter comes, if the promise of the hereafter has come to pass, why is he doing something afterwards? I mean, So only after they're dead,